They just got, they know where to cut those parts out and save them for delicacies in a lot of instances that way. Yeah, everything was utilized. Yeah, same way in the gardens, the greens and the vegetables, all kinds, and they're processed one way or another. And they utilized every inch of land. Now, like over there, every inch of land right up to the fence. They use, and so I know that in the when we were cutting hay, every little spear of hay, there was nothing left. They put in. I know Uncle Fred used to say, on a cold winter night or a cold winter day, he said that little lock of hay would taste awfully good to one of those young stock. And I guess that's always stayed, something like that has always stayed with me. Don't waste things. But, some of these things have a bearing on you, in your own life.
Waste not, want not.
Oh, yeah. Good or bad.
Do you remember any of the sayings?
Any of the.
Any of the sayings that they had?
Oh.
Because sometimes proverbs are a
Yeah.
wonderful way.
Offhand, I know they had them, because I remember some of those things. But I remember them being, but right offhand,
Yeah, it's hard to
yeah,
just pick them out of a
think
hat.
with some of those. Sometimes when I'd hear them, oh, yes, I would say, I remember them saying that, but I have to, just to remember, they don't come to my mind right now. I think it's nice that you're doing something about it. It'll come forth.
Yeah, I don't know whether you ever heard of Daisy Turner. She was the black woman in Grafton. I interviewed her over a period of 3 years,
You
and
did.
she had a fascinating story. Again, it was passed down in her family, and the story was that her mother, her
I think I know when I was in legislature, I'm not sure whether they were having their problems in Selma, Alabama. I don't know whether I said anything about that in the
No.
tape or not. My feeling was that Selma, Alabama had their problems. They should settle their problems. And a number of the states passed a resolution criticizing the handling of things and so on. I voted against it because I thought we better tend to our own business. We've got our problems right here. Why do we need to irritate the situation down there? Because the press today, in many instances, causes a lot of
Fans
affecting. Yeah.
complain.
That was on a Friday. It was only a few of us that voted against it. Monday morning, I had a ream of signatures on a paper from my neighbors, all the community that I represented, criticizing me for voting like I did. It came up for discussion, and I still stood my ground and said, I just felt that that was not an area we shouldn't irritate the situation anymore, that we should. And I stood my ground, irrespective, because I don't believe in taking sides. That causes more and more of it, I think. But that was discrimination too.
your grandfather must have, the piece I used in there is a recollection of, it was Earl Long, who remembered as a kid his father taking him down to the burning of the Kaiser. And
oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Miss, I never asked, but I always had the feeling, you see, my father had bad eyesight, and when he came up for the draft, he was turned down. I've always had the feeling that there were some who felt that he tried to avoid it or something like that. Such little things that came up, you know, from, but I have really no proof of it, only from, I guess, actions or something that I saw. But, of course, and I'm so young that I don't remember much of that in there, but I think it was very difficult because from my grandfather and Uncle Fred, especially, because Uncle Fred lost a son in the World War I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he was married.
He was married before he came over here. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know the particulars in between. She didn't come.
I see. So he had a son.
Mm-hmm. In Germany.
Gosh.
My mother told me that he never did. And I don't know when they found out about it, but it was afterwards. But
so his son fought for Germany?
Yes, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yes, can you just imagine that when you have what a feeling that must have. And yet, as I say, my grandfather knew things were not right.
Well, it's almost like the Civil War here.
Yes.
Where father fought.
Look at that.
And brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, brothers. Yeah. Well, they talk about no more peace and no more wars. Always has been, always will be.
Yep.
Because of the nature of people, they cannot. Irrespective of who are good people. But we've got to do the best we possibly can. The leadership is what we've got to have in education. The right time. But we seem to be drifting away from it rather than remedying the situation. That's as I view things.
Let me shift the kinds of things that your grandfather preserved, if he, you know, it was the food, expressions, he told you some stories, the songs, anything else that you particularly remember?
The general philosophy of life, you know, he was, not sure what his religion was over there, whether Lutheran or whatever, but he was very religious in his own sense, applying it to his everyday life. He believed in Almighty God and believed in prayer, and he certainly had a philosophy of honesty. He told me once, maybe more than that, but he said the hard times that they had to go through, and he borrowed money from individuals, then you do. And he told me one time that he couldn't pay somebody, Richardson down here, that he borrowed money from. And he walked from up on the old Otaka farm all the way down to tell this Mr. Richardson that he couldn't make that payment that time, before, the day or two before, because he said the honesty that you have and the sincerity that you do will establish your value of your character among the people that you deal with. If you deal honestly with them, you'll find that they will trust you. So he was very, very, he emphasized the need for the honesty and so forth that goes with integrity. Yeah.
Well, I think it was Klessen, or maybe it was you, that told me the story of your grandfather taking him down to the store, and he, I guess, took some candy, and your grandfather saw him eating it on the way home and made him go all the way back and tell, I think it was Mr. Spaulding.
Spaulding, John Spaulding, probably.
And, you know, of course he never, ever took anything
again. Yes.
But he learned that lesson. Mm-hmm. And Spaulding, and I can't remember whether he had to work. I guess your grandfather gave him the money to pay it back, but I think he had to work it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that probably was him.
I'm pretty sure it was.
But that's how emphasizes the type of an individual that he was. And I never heard him, I don't think I ever heard him really criticize anyone as far as, he may have in his own mind, but to come right out and say, well, he might say, well, you better be careful or something like that about dealing with so-and-so, or, but, well, he knew, it's probably very obvious that he knew that he was, it must have been as a part of his bringing up that, and yet brothers are different. Brothers or sisters, brothers and sisters are different too, as far as I go. But I often think of him. It probably had something to do with my own philosophy of life too.
Well, those values are established very early.
I think so, say. Yeah.
And certainly, and
if you do wrong, he says, everybody, admit it. Don't lie. That was the thing. Never lie. Never lie. Yeah.
That story is a good one in point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The Richardson, was that your mother's, your grandmother's father, that family?
My mother's father.
My
mother was a Richardson.
Your mother was a Richardson.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They're the Richardsons.
That's right. Your grandmother was a Long.
She was, Grandma Irish was a Long, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Roy Long's father and my grandmother, and Mrs. Patterson was another sister. Uncle Eddie Long, who lived up on Tucker Hill, was another. She had another brother that. Where in the devil did? I think he was in Canada someplace, as I recall. Yeah. With Uncle Edgar, Uncle Eddie, Aunt Jenny Patterson, Grammy Irish, forgotten his name. Never saw him that I ever remember.
Yeah. Well, all this is, you know, it's just
the days. You know, he the nice weather, but he appreciated the area just like the people do that see the values now that come here. You know, what a wonderful place in the world, and we always say so much out there for people to get if they only would get it, to take it.
Do you think, was there a similarity between the place he left and here at all?
I would say so, yes. Yeah. There weren't the mountains, as I recall there. They were east of the Black Forest and so forth. But there were nice fields there in rural area, and there was a similarity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that time we were there, they took up in the morning. They were all out. It was in May. We were there. Yeah, May and 1st of June. May we were there. And they go out to the fields. They pick up in the morning. Even though they lived in the, someone lived in the town, but they got up and took. They got up and took off for the fields. We often saw them working in the fields, and we got onto a bus and wound their way back down to. I don't remember coming back on the train from out there. We went out on the train.
Out where?
From Frankfurt to Washtenaw. But when the next day we got on the bus and went back down, did we take a train back into Frankfurt?
I think we did.
Must be we did. Because
quite a while ago.